You can tell just the joy that you have when that that inner matches the outer and authenticity is there. It just, you can see it in your eyes, especially in that first picture in the car. Your eyes tell the story. And so it's amazing. It's amazing to see. It's amazing to experience. And it's amazing to see in others as well.
I've been lucky. I mean, you cross paths with like a, you know, Shelby, you know, and she's always, and you know, we all have our battles, we all have our wars, we all have our tough times.
Definitely.
But I've got deep, but I've been lucky, you know, I've had great support, and the support I have has been great and wonderful. And I think that that's kind of added on to the happiness. And
very important.
I'm seeing things through a different lens right now, you know, not because I got to wear glasses and I'm blinded out, but no, I can see, you know, things just are much more crisper in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd like to think I'm a better person.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that's the one thing that we talked earlier about, you know, about therapy. It was kind of recognizing that I had victories I didn't even know about. Mm-hmm. Right. Being like, you know, okay, you've got this. And so, I just tried to, you know, I just go live my life, you know, and whether it's, you know, on my own, however, I mean.
So is there anyone that give you a, like a big impact or influence when you first started?
Yeah.
Any other girl, not me, but anybody else?
Well, I was going to say it was you.
No.
But there has been, but it was more, you know, seeing how they kind of lived, you know, how they were negotiating it through. I mean, I think that I know there's some people that are having a really tough time.
Yes.
And I tell this when I've told people, and I, you know, is go on your own pace. Right? And, you know, yeah, maybe some people it's a little longer. Right.
You know,
somebody says, no, you got to go do your shots. You got to go take, you know, HRT. You got to do this. Right. You're not out entirely. You know, I've had people say, you know, because you're kind of negotiating and you're not totally out at work, it's not that I'm hiding anything. It just hasn't happened.
Right.
But it was more of a, you know, well, then you're not out. Well, okay. I'm out to me, you know?
Right.
And so I think that when you find your settled spot, you know, you take your victories and you move on and you try to grow on. But I think of those things I've always told people, it's like you go on your own pace. It's just
exactly.
Like, you know what? It's no different than if I wasn't doing this, right?
Exactly.
You know,
there's no
art. We all have our lives.
Right.
And, you know, you should, you know, that's just how I live.
Right. So, there's no one right way to be cis and there's no one right way to be trans. And so what's unique is our journeys are so similar and so different at the same time. I always find that fascinating. Mm-hmm. I was talking on social media this week about that, about how they're so similarities, but then they're entirely different contexts.
Yeah. No, and I agree. I mean, like I said, and, you know, the first time was a girl, a friend of mine, and she cisgendered, and she was realizing she was a bit of a lipstick lesbian. And we were having drinks, and it happened to be in a bar that all of a sudden was a happy hour for several trans girls. And, you know, we were getting ready to go. She had to go, and I said, I'm going to pay the bill. And she goes, take a look, because that's your life. Because she knew what was going on.
Mm.
And
wow.
2 weeks later, you know, I was taking that picture, you know, that you called earlier. Like, all right, you know,
amazing.
And so, you know, so that's kind of how it
is. Excellent.
Okay. Do you want to give some other girls that who's still in the closet or maybe not sure or afraid to go forward or come out? Do you have any advice or even people who's maybe working and they're not sure if they should come out? You know,
based on your experience,
do you have any advice for
I think, you
others?
Know, just what I said before, everybody has their own pace.
Yes.
And I think that if you're not ready, you know, you decide, you know, when will you be ready? And if you don't think you're ever going, this is not for the faint-hearted. I mean, you guys are going, you know what it's like. This is not an easy trial, you know? And
no one chooses this.
And I choose to be very positive, but I understand, the world's not bright and, sunshiny every day. I know there's some girls out there that, they've lost jobs, they've lost families, they've been on the street, and God bless them for, still continuing on. But at the end of the day, we all deserve to be living with dignity. Yes. We all deserve to be living as our true selves. And I think that's the one thing I would say is find your level of dignity, find your area. Don't let anybody push you, because if you're doing this because so-and-so, and I've had this conversation, they're saying, well, Carrie, you got to do this, you got to do that, And I'm like, okay, I'm not. Or I'm going to say, okay, let's do it, it's where that fits into your life.
Right. Exactly.
And I've been lucky, right? I've got these neighbors on both sides of me and they noticed. I mean, when we were talking earlier, when I first started living full time, it was during early part of the pandemic and they knew what was happening, and, out here in Michigan, people, at first, when they would get together, they'd sit on their driveway, you'd sit on their sidewalk. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I came walking out in heels and a pair of, leather leggings, and it was great, And so like I said, and I do live in an area that has a lot of diversity in it, mostly gay, but it's a lot of diversity.
Yeah.
Okay. So Michelle, do you have any last question for Carrie today?
Well, it's really good to know you. And it's really fun to see you walk in your authenticity. And it sounds like community has been really important to you, both in your cis and trans friends. And so I think that's a kind of a lesson for all of us that we've been given a lot and now we have a lot to give. And so it's exciting.
I don't try to, I figure, I can, there are people I can talk to. And I've asked, Shelby, story things and just seeing how people live their lives.
Right.
And how they progress, right? Shelby had changed careers, and I've had to, I'm thinking I might have to do that,
Come join me to become a realtor.
Possibly, Shelby will probably be a real estate agent when I move to California,